Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. How's everybody doing today? Let's talk about the words. Oh, this is episode F. Is it five? Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. No, I think it's F6. Let me just look at my little thing here to confirm that. Yes. Okay. I should have been more prepared. I'm so sorry. This is F6. Very important that I tell you the episode number in each episode. I'm going to keep on trying to do that. The first word in this episode is facing. F-A-C-I-N-G. Noun from 1566. 1A. Aligning at the edge, especially of a garment. Wasn't there something about garments in recently? Face. I think it was face. There was something about, or one of those other face-related words. It was, hemming a garment, lining it maybe with a different material or something. Yeah. So the facing is the lining, you know? So I got I got a cuff here on my shirt. Is that called the facing? I don't know. I don't do no sewing. 1B. This is plural. You'd call it facings. The collar, cuffs, and trimmings of a uniform coat. So it's the same idea, but very specifically, maybe in the military world, they're like, you gotta have your facings facing all the right way and make them all nice and tight and not wrinkled and such. Number two, an ornamental or protective layer. An ornamental or protective layer is the facing because it's just covering the thing. What's a facing? What's a specific example? I can't think of any, but it could be protecting whatever it is, or it's just making it look pretty, and that's fine. Number three, material for facing is the facing. So is this the material to protect a thing, to ornament a thing, or to put on the lining of the edge of a garment? All of those things probably are just called the facing. Because why? Because why? Because they're facing out? Because they're the edge? I don't understand it. All right. The sound effect. Kerplunk. That's the sound today. The next word is facsimile. F-A-C-C-I-M-I-L-E. Facsimile. Not a word. That's not how you would pronounce this words. This is not how you would think this word would be pronounced. Facsimile. I mean, you know, there's the word simile, but is that spelled differently? I can't remember. How would I want to say this? I would want to say facsimile, probably facsimile, but nope, it's facsimile. This word is a noun from 1691. Number one, an exact copy, the same thing. There is no facsimile for this podcast because nobody is deranged enough to want to copy this. Number two, it's a long one. A system of transmitting and reproducing graphic matter as printing or still pictures by means of signals sent over telephone lines. Now, we still have facsimile machines, or as they are colloquially known as fax machines, but I don't feel like they are getting used as much as they used to. Now, you know, back in the day, like, oh, well, you know, sign that thing and fax it over to me. You don't really got to do that anymore. In fact, you almost never need to drop off papers anymore. I've been taking pictures of documents with my phone and then just emailing them off. And that's perfectly fine. Sometimes it won't be fine, I'm sure. But it seems like it's doing a pretty good job. So my phone is a new facsimile machine. And I think you just have to say it the whole way every time. Facsimile, facsimile. A synonym is the word reproduction. That's all it is. Now, why does facsimile, why is that word specifically all about reproduction and exact copy, all those things? Well, let's look at the etymology. Let's have a little look at the etymology. This is from Latin, two words, fac and then simile. Is that how they would say that? Maybe that is how they would say it. Simile, I guess so. Or simile, maybe it's simile. It means to make similar. There it is. And, you know, I think we saw in the etymology recently that facere in Latin means to do, I believe. And so to do it, to make similar ideas. And then we're going to see more of that in the next one, I think. And then simile is similar. That's all it is. You're making it similar, but really, you're making it exactly the same. Although it depends on the quality of your facsimile machine, I think. Facsimile machine, making everything similar from one place to another. Kerplunk. The next word is fact. F-A-C-T. Something that a lot of people don't want to believe. Noun from the 15th century, number one. This is a thing done. Okay, that's the main definition. A thing done as some, here we go with some sub-definitions. 1A, which is obsolete. The synonym is feet, and not your stinky feet. No, this is a feat, as in like an action, a thing that has been done. Because it's literally a thing done. A feat of strength, a feat of running, a feat of sleeping. I love those feats. But that one's obsolete. Okay, now we have 1B. The synonym is crime, a thing done like crime, as in accessory after the fact. Oh, by the way, I wanted to go back to feet and fact. So back in the day, when you did a feat of something, of some action, they called that a fact? Okay, crime, accessory after the fact, after the crime. Is this word used so much in describing crimes that it has its own definition as just crime? After the fact. 1C. This one is archaic, and the synonym is action, an action, similar to feet. And this one's archaic, so this one's even older and less used. Okay. The after the fact thing, accessory after the fact, is still like, is that exclusively about crimes? Or can it be other things? Okay, number two, this one's archaic as well. The synonyms are performance and doing. So if you just did a thing, you did a performance, you did an action, you did a feat, that was called a fact back in the day. Yeah, it sounds very archaic. 3, the quality of being actual. The quality of being actual. The synonym is actuality. So it's like, oh, it's real, it's actual, it's not fake, it's fact. I wonder if there's an etymological connection between fact and fake. Seems like there wouldn't be, but I could see how there could be. I don't know. So the example for this number 3, the quality of being actual, is a question of fact hinges on evidence. This one still seems related to crime somehow. A question of actuality hinges on evidence. I'm just replacing the word with the synonym. Question of fact. So it's like, depending on what the evidence says, this is going to be a fact, a real thing, an actual thing, or not. Okay, 4A, something that has actual existence, as in space exploration is now a fact. We are now exploring space. We have been for a while. 1969 is when humans first went to the moon. Humans went to the moon. But, you know, they were sending out stuff into space before that. And then, of course, since then, you know, we sent off the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, out just as far out as they can possibly go. And they're past our solar system now. And, you know, of course, they got that gold vinyl, and I don't know how aliens are going to read it, but they'll figure it out, I guess. And we are sending probes and various things to land on other planets, to go around other planets. We're talking about sending humans to Mars. We're doing space exploration. We're doing it so good. It's a fact. It is something that has actual existence. And of course, that definition just goes, it's huge. Actual existence. What is actual existence? We can test it. We can do studies over and over again to prove that it is real, that it is in three dimensions. But not just that, that like an event happened. Something that sometimes people don't want to believe. Where are we? 4B is an actual occurrence. Here we go, right? So it's not just a physical thing like my mouse. This is a thing that has occurred. This is the other fact. As in, prove the fact of damage. How do you prove that something is damaged? You take a picture of it. You show it to somebody. Take a video of it. Maybe you have video photographic evidence of the damage happening in the moment. That would be kind of amazing. The problem is that photos are so easily manipulated these days that that is going to be a big problem in the coming years of manipulating photo. I mean, it's already been a problem. Already people are manipulating photos. We call it photoshopping because we're typically using the program called Photoshop. And they manipulate a photo, put it out there, and try to say that it's real. And a lot of people believe it. And now we've taken the next step where a human doesn't even need to do much work in the creation of this image, and they can just type into a thing, the AI thing, and say, make me an image that looks like this. Most people, I think, are pretty good at... I use most people. I don't know if that's true. A lot of people are pretty good at recognizing AI, but it has progressed so much in the last year, especially 2 years, but it has progressed so much in the last year that it is getting harder and harder to recognize when something is AI. Now, you know, the attuned person, the person who looks at images a lot can tell still, but they're getting good, and they're getting good fast. But, you know, I see people posting stuff on Facebook or whatever of these, like, to me, very clearly AI animals. I'm like, okay, well, that's clearly not real, but they think it's real. I'm going down such a big tangent of how to prove the fact of damage. That was the example. And it's getting harder, is my point. That is my point. Get to the point. Number 5. A piece of information presented as having objective reality. Objective reality. It's a piece of information presented. So here is the thing. Here is this evidence that I am providing to you. I am reading from this book, which I hope provides enough evidence that the book has objective reality. Objective, this is the thing. This is the thing that there are people who, politicians, right? Let's just say it. There are people in politics who somehow have a different objective reality than the rest of us, and that doesn't make any sense. The whole point of the word objective is that everybody can experience the same thing. It's not based on your opinion. It is a reality, a fact, an actuality. And the thing is that they do know that it is an objective reality, but they are trying to convince people that they are not objective realities, or that the reality is different than what some people are saying. And listen, I don't follow politics enough to give you any specific examples or to go dive deeper into this. I just know the surface level of stuff. And facts shouldn't be wishy-washy, but they are wishy-washy in the reality of how people deal with other people. Which is going to lead us so well into the next word, but quickly I will say that the etymology is from the Latin factum, which is from factus, which is from the verb facere, which I believe means to make or to do. Okay? Okay. Kerplunk! The next word is fact check. Two words with a hyphen, a transitive verb from 1973. I was very curious to know, when did fact check come into being? 1973 feels not that long ago. It was only 51 years ago. 51 years ago, fact check became a thing. But so what happened before that? Were people not fact checking? Were people not telling lies so nobody needed to fact check? Were people just so honest up until 1973? What happened in 1973 that we needed the term fact check? I'm going to check your facts because something ain't right. You know, okay, so politics is a big one. I haven't even read the definition yet. But in addition to politics, there's also books or, a lot of books need to be fact checked. Podcasts, if you're telling information, you got to fact check. I'm not fact checking what I'm saying. I'm trying to be as accurate as I know to be, but I know sometimes I probably say things that are wrong. So anyway, what is fact check? This transitive verb you are asking me to tell you? It is to verify the factual occurrence of, as in, fact check the article before publication. You've got to make sure that your facts are correct before you publicize the article that you wrote, the book that you wrote, because people got to have the facts. How do you fact check? You go to research papers. You interview somebody. You read up on things. I don't know. I don't ever fact check. But often in podcasts I hear, they're like, this has been fact checked by these people because we want to provide you with the most objective reality actualities in the world. So we got to fact check. So yes, and this, I think if you were to check the Google trends of how often words are used, I think that fact check has really exploded in the last decade. Yeah. Kerplunk! Gonk. Fact finder is next. Two words, noun from 1926. One that tries to determine the realities of a case, situation, or relationship, especially an impartial examiner designated by a government agency to appraise the facts underlying a particular matter, like a labor dispute. There are people disagreeing on a thing, and so somebody needs to come in, an impartial person. They don't have any stake on either side. They just want the facts. We just want the facts, ma'am. So they come in to determine the realities of the case, situation, or relationship. This is probably a lot of interviewing. It's funny. At work, actually, my day job, this podcast is not my day job. It'd be great if it was, but it's not. So as I'm recording this, we are finishing up a project, and I will not give any specifics, but I will just generally say that it is literally people in this job, this fact-finding job, talking about a little bit about what it's like to be in this job and what they do. So, I don't know, just a little personal connection to that. Like, I had nothing to do with fact-finders until this job, this video job, came into our world. And so, it's just kind of an interesting thing. They've been around for 100 years because, you know, sometimes you need a little help figuring out what are the facts, and somebody is going to find them, and they are called a fact finder. There's probably other terms now. Fact finding is a noun or adjective. Kerplunk! Next is facticity. Facticity. Oh, I feel like this is not a word that gets used anymore. It is a noun from 1945. This is the quality or state of being a fact. How much facticity does that have? Dogs are canines. I think that has a lot of facticity. Dogs are felines. Not so much facticity. No. Where would you use this word? It says this is French or German from, you know, their versions of this word. Facticité, or how do you say this German word? Faktizitat. Faktizitat. From factum, which means fact. We saw that in the Latin. Yep, that's all it is. It comes from fact. But yeah, I'm so curious. The quality or state of being a fact. So if you are a fact, if something's real, then it has facticity? It's an interesting word. Kerplunk. Next is faction. F-A-C-T-I-O-N. Noun from 1509. I do not believe this is related to facts, real things. Number one, a party or group, as within a government, that is often contentious or self-seeking. Ooh. And the synonym is clique, spelled C-L-I-Q-U-E. A group of people that is, they're like all about themselves, self-seeking. They are contentious. They don't like the other groups. They don't like the other cliques. This group is a faction. They have broken off from the larger group and made themselves a little faction. Number two, party spirit. That's an interesting way to start this. Party spirit, especially when marked by dissension. This is dissension, D-I-S-S-E-N-S-I-O-N, which I feel like there's a version that ends in a T. Let's see. I wonder if we can do a quick little looky look at this word. Let's see. I'm on the right page. Dissension. Here we go. Disagreement. Yes. Partisan and contentious quarreling. Yeah. And like when the Supreme Court does their things, the minority in the Supreme Court writes a dissension, I think, to say we disagree with what the majority has said, and here is why. So, this faction is party spirit, especially when marked by dissension. I assume this means party spirit, like the party, like the political parties, that, you know, there's different groups that disagree with each other. Is that the kind of party spirit we're talking about? But yeah, it's a faction, because it's all about this group and this group, at least two groups that are at odds with each other, I think. Factional is an adjective. Factionalism, that is a noun. And factionally is an adverb. Okay, so what is the etymology? Why is this word this word? Why word you word? Let's see. Latin factio, which means act of making, and also faction. And so that is etymologically related to fact, because they both come from the Latin verb facere. The act of making, or faction. Making a faction? And there's more, interestingly, at the word fashion. Fashion? Fashion and faction sound so similar. So did fashion come also from facere? I'm now curious how fashion, can you have factions of fashion where people who, they disagree about fashion, the factions of fashion? Anyway. Kerblink. Next is faction again, but this one is a suffix. It just means making. Making. And the synonym, there's a synonym, a suffix synonym for the suffix, which is fication. Vacation. Ah, okay. Okay. That's, I feel like maybe I've seen that one more. But the example is petrification. No, it's petrifaction. Ah, right. Because our suffix is faction. Petrifaction is making something petrified, probably. But also, I think there's petrification. So you could probably use both in the same situation. Okay. So yeah, it's the act of making the thing whatever the prefix is. Petrifaction. Let's see. What's the etymology from faction? Factio, as in satisfaction. Satisfactio, satisfaction. So satisfaction. Yeah, that's a word that we all use every day. And so that would be the act of making something satisfied, I guess. I can't get no satisfaction. Kerblunk. Next is factious. F-A-C-T-I-O-U-S. And I got confused because the next word is similar. Okay, so factious. Adjective from the year of 1532. Of or relating to faction. Relating to those groups that are at odds with each other, I think. As a... caused by faction. Of or relating to faction as caused by faction. As in, factious disputes. Factious disputes. These are disputes between people or groups that disagree with each other. Right? Yeah, they're caused by faction when the group split off and they get into their clicky clicks. The jocks and the nerds. B, inclined to faction or the formation of factions. No example there. Number three, the synonym is seditious. Seditious. And so, yeah, that feels very I think of people against each other again in this being seditious to the other people. They're trying to harm them. They're trying to do something. I don't know the exact definition because I haven't gotten to the S's yet. Factiously is an adverb, and factiousness is a noun. Any additional etymology here? Nope. So we're gonna say kerplunk. Factitious is next. So we just added a T-I in the middle, or an I-T, depending on how you look at it. Factitious, adjective from 1646. 1. Produced by humans rather than by natural forces. Ooh, now this is definitely taking it into another direction. Produced by humans rather than by natural forces. The Grand Canyon is not factitious because the natural causes made that happen. The Hoover Dam, on the other hand, is factitious. Okay, 2A, formed by or adapted to an artificial or conventional standard. Formed by an artificial or conventional standard, adapted to an artificial or conventional standard. How do you use this in a sentence? I have to process this for some reason, because it doesn't take much for me to really need to process something. Formed by an artificial or conventional standard, factitious. It's fake, right? Okay, so that's being connected to the human made aspect of it. To be produced by special effort, and the synonym is sham. Sham. Wow. As in, created a factitious demand by spreading rumors of shortage. Oh no, we're so short on the pieces of paper. Now everybody's going to want the pieces of paper. So does this come from... Well, let's just read this. Factitiously is an adverb. Factitiousness is a noun. And this comes from the Latin factitius, which is from factus, which is from the verb facere, which means to make or to do. And so this seems like this is all about... something created, right? Something made by humans, probably, And so it is factitious. It is a fact that it was made, but that's not, it's not related to facts per se. Produced by special effort. This, why is produced by special effort and sham the same thing? This podcast is a sham. I'm putting special effort into making this. This is a factitious podcast because it is human made. Person made by a person. There's no natural causes that made this. Nothing natural here. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever even heard this word. Fact, I mean, I probably have, but I wouldn't have known that it was basically just like human made. I mean, that's the simplest way to describe it. Next is factitive. Factitive. Adjective from 1846 of relating to or being a transitive verb that in some constructions requires an objective complement as well as an object. Factitively is an adverb. This has to do with the construction of sentences, which is always more complicated for me than I'm like, I know the basics and that's about it. So it's a factitive is a transitive verb that in some constructions requires an objective complement as well as an object. And it's just too high over my head. It is probably from the Latin factitare, which means to do habitually. Interesting. To do habitually. Okay. I don't get it. Kerplunk. Next is factive. It's another suffix. Factive. It means making or causing. And now how is this different from faction? That one also means making, but it doesn't mean causing. So this one, factive, is making or causing, as in the example, putrefactive, making or causing something to be putrefied, just gross. That's what it is. I want another example of this factive suffix. Okay. Kerplunk. Fact of life. Three words. From 1849, doesn't say what it is, it's just the fact of life. I can't remember the song. I didn't watch The Facts of Life so much. I know a lot of people did, but I did watch it a little bit, but I can't tell you the song. I know Sharon could. She knows all the 80s theme songs. Okay, number one for fact of life is something that exists and must be taken into consideration. It's just a fact of life. You have to deal with it. Laundry, food, sleep, all those things. It exists, and you got to deal with it. You got to consider it. Number two is plural, and that would be facts of life, not fact of lives. Although that's fun, too. This is the fundamental physiological processes and behavior involved in sex and reproduction. The facts of life. This is how life is made. These are the facts. This is how it happens. When two people love each other very much, that's such a silly old way to say that. The fundamental physiological processes and behavior involved in sex and reproduction, and it's different between species, and it's different even between, just if we're talking humans, it's so different just in between lots of different humans. People got different behaviors. People are gonna do the sex and the reproduction in a whole lot of different ways. And you just gotta respect that. That's all you gotta do. You gotta. Facts of life. I'm trying to think of, there's no etymology. So, I mean, it's just like, I guess for that one, it's just, here's life and here are the facts. Here is how it happens. Here's how life happens. This morning I was listening to the podcast Ologies, and it was an episode about axolotls. I will finish it maybe later today. And part of it in all the episodes that are that animals are talked about, you got to talk about breeding. How do they do the deed? And axolotls, what I learned is that the male creates a little pile, like a pyramid-shaped pile of sperm, basically. And then the female sits on it, basically. That's what they do. And they get that sperm all up in them. Those are the facts of life. I'm just telling you how it works. Okay, we got one more word for this episode. Kerplunk! Kerplunk. It's factoid. F-A-C-T-O-I-D. Noun from 1973. Is this at all related to fact-checking? This is, number one, an invented fact believed to be true because it appears in print. Well, nobody fact-checked that. That's why we got fact checks. A factoid. I don't know if I would have realized that factoid is an invented fact. So it's not a fact. It's a fake fact. Believed to be true because it was in print. This is the thing. People will believe anything if they read it. The internet has changed the game. The internet has changed everything. Because if it's out there on the internet, it must be true, right? No. You can't believe everything you read. You can't believe all the factoids. Okay, what's number two? A briefly stated and usually trivial fact. Now, this is more what I would think of when I think of factoid. It's just like, oh, it's just a silly little fact. It's a little fact. It's a factet, a facticism, a fact... I can't think of another word to suffix to make it little. Anyway, it's a briefly stated and usually trivial fact. Axolotls make pyramid shaped... No, that was not going to be correct. Anyway, we got to move on. We're talking way so much. There's no etymology because it's all about facts, so we got to pick a word of the episode today, right now. Let's go! We got facing, facsimile, fact, fact check, fact finder, facticity, faction, faction, factious, factitious, factative, factive. Did I read that right? Yes. Okay. Fact of life and factoid. And I think I need to pick fact check as the word of the episode. Fact check, check all your facts. You gotta get the right facts in your thing so you don't have no factoids. Fact check. Okay. I'm gonna tell you about some movies. I'm gonna just tell you one, I think, which was Pearl. Horror movie from a couple of years ago. And it is the second movie in the trilogy from Ty West and Mia Goth. And... I don't want to say anything. I don't want spoilers. I don't want to spoil anything. If you have not, it's so many months later, but if you have not seen Maxine yet, which is the third film, please go watch these in the order that they were released. X first, then Pearl, then Maxine. You're going to miss so much if you watch them out of order. But we watched them because this is our second watch. We watched Pearl first because chronologically it takes place first. Okay? Okay, you do what you want. As they were shooting X, they were writing Pearl and it got greenlit as they were filming X. So then they were like, hey, let's just stay and make another movie. So they did. That's all I'm going to say that's all I'm going to say for you today, to you today. Okay, this has been... Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.